This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
All right,
I didn't realize I was hosting.
Sorry.
My bad.
Didn't want to step on your
Patriots
toes there,
Patriots Roster Report Podcast right here at Gillette Stadium, right in the heart of free agency. Eric Scalavino and Paul Perillo with no big head Andy Hart. He's off to bigger and better things, blowing us off as usual.
Yep.
Nothing much going on this week. A couple of minor moves. The Patriots released Isaac Sopawaga.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a surprise.
Funny.
You know, veteran.
Funny guy.
Did something else happen, Eric?
You funny guy.
What happened?
They signed a player.
They signed a player?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, the Who Man.
Oh, yeah.
The Who Man.
Yeah, okay, so they signed two players. Three players.
Danny Aiken.
Yes, that's two.
All right. Obviously, I'm being a little bit sarcastic, as I am wont to be.
That's wont with an O.
That is correct. Patriots made major news today, and we will get to all of the moves that they've made, but we have to start right at the top. I think the highest profile, the most exciting, the greatest transaction this team has ever made, the Patriots have agreed to terms with Darrell Revis. Pro Bowl, All-Pro cornerback, formerly of the New York Jets, most recently of the Tampa Bay Bucks. It's technically a two-year, $32 million deal, but for all intents and purposes, it's a one-year, $12 million deal. The second year is an option, which the Patriots more than likely will not pick up, a $20 million option next year. It allows them to spread the cap hit, so it's not a $12 million hit on the 2014 cap, Eric.
Yeah, it's only
about
seven. Right.
Obviously, this is as good a replacement for Aqib Talib, and we will get to the fact that Aqib Talib has signed elsewhere in Denver. You not only replaced your left cornerback, you provided an upgrade at that spot. Everybody in New England is
I'm still
giddy.
Paul, I still, until I actually see him here, I still am a little bit, I'm still dumbfounded. I still can't believe it actually happened.
I can't either. I wrote the story and I can't believe it happened.
We're working on the new issue. We've got him on the cover. I don't know. I just, it seems so implausible, but yet it happened. And it couldn't have turned out better. Like you said, with the money. And if things work out this season, is it out of the question to think that he could come to an agreement on something longer term and end up being here for more than a year?
Out of the question? No, I don't think it's out of the question. I think there's a chance that a long-term deal could still be reached, maybe even at some point during the season. I don't even think you might have to wait all the way until after the season. I do have a little bit less enthusiasm, ever so slightly. I mean, I think I am giddy, beyond giddy, with this signing. Originally, we thought it was just a one-year, $12 million deal.
Right.
Which would have allowed the Patriots, if they couldn't work anything out, to have the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
They could have placed a franchise tag on him if they so choose. They cannot do that after the first year. Now, they would have to wait till after the second year. And in order to get to that second year, the aforementioned $20 million option bonus would have to be picked up. That's not going to happen. So I'm a little bit less enthusiastic overall, but only ever so slightly.
Mm.
It's not a one-year, it's a one-year $12 million deal, but now the Patriots do not have any power to retain him other than working out a new deal. So that franchise tag is not on the table for them. A little bit less excited about that, but overall, like you said, Eric, you upgraded. You upgraded the spot.
And if they do, let's say they do want to pick up that option and go through that process of maybe tagging him after the second year, that would end up being essentially what Revis was getting in Tampa Bay, $16 million a year on average. Because
right.
if he gets
it's a two-year, $32 million contract.
If he fulfills it all, he's still getting what he wants. The team is getting what they want.
Right. But we know that the Patriots are
not
going to hand over. They're not going to put a $25 million cap hit on him in year two.
No.
But obviously, we talked a tremendous amount about Revis on Thursday on PFW in Progress. I believe that our fans are all well aware of his strengths and what he can do. I think this is a difference-making player. I don't think it necessarily signifies any change in philosophy, quote-unquote. I think it's just a great player became available, and the Patriots were aggressive, went after him, and made a great move. And it definitely helps them in the short term.
And he obviously wanted to be here.
And yeah, he was willing to.
He was willing
to come here. I think he probably could have gotten something similar to that elsewhere. This might have been the most money he could have gotten, but I think it's probably where he wanted to be. He likes that 1 year situation. He likes to bet on himself. He has a lot of confidence in his ability. I think this is going to work out just fine. And he's a more durable version of Tlaib. Not only is he more talented, he's more durable.
Mm-hmm.
He's only, you know, he tore his ACL and missed most of the 2012 season. Aside from those games, he missed 14 games in 12. Only three missed games throughout the entirety of his career, other than that.
Pretty remarkable.
A very durable player who has played very well in big games, including against the Patriots.
Right.
Really excited to see him play and see him be part of the Patriots. I did mention a couple of other minor moves. The Patriots agreed to re-signed Michael Oumanawanui to a 2-year deal. They also re-signed Danny Aiken, long snapper Danny Aiken, who was set to be a restricted free agent. They agreed to a 1-year deal with him. So those two will be back in the fold. Beyond that, Sopoaga was released.
Yes. Created a little bit of cap room.
They've released a handful of other players.
They did.
I'm going to be able to remember all seven of those names.
They're seven guys who were all rookies last year, guys whose names you probably wouldn't even remember were even on the team.
T.J. Moe is probably the biggest name out of those.
Right.
Taylor Reed.
A lot of questions about him and Ask PFW for the last few months for God knows why. But, T.J. Moe was one of them. Taylor Reed, the linebacker, I bet you if most people wouldn't even know that there was a linebacker.
The only reason why I knew is because I just put a linebacker position analysis up on the website last week.
Yep.
Otherwise, I would not have known that.
Bryce Schwab. They're going to escape me all, too. Quentin Hines, running back, was another one.
That's four.
But bigger story here, though, is they still have guys like LeGarrette Blount, who I've not heard his name mentioned at all since free agency started.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about him either.
Julian Edelman, who's had some sniffs.
He's
reportedly
been all over
has
the
a
place.
Visit
yeah, I mean, we,
with
we've
the 49ers.
Heard some, we've heard some talk about him, and Eric is right, reportedly today, meeting with the Niners. We've heard him sort of connected with Baltimore, Cleveland.
And Houston. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's taken it's been reported that this is his first visit
mm-hmm.
today with the Niners. Now, important to note, that's his hometown,
basically.
He lives in that area.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to see how that plays out. Not sure how much money the Niners would have to give him, but
and also interesting to note too, along those lines, they're also reportedly hosting Emmanuel Sanders, a guy whose name has been linked to the Patriots.
I don't believe there's a team that Emmanuel Sanders has not visited.
Perhaps.
He is absolutely taking control of the wine and dine element of free agency,
mm-hmm.
and he said as much. Enjoying the process, I think he tweeted out a little while ago.
So the Patriots still have potentially, about 9 or 10 players still left from the previous.
Yeah, Brandon Spikes is supposedly meeting with Buffalo today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. There hasn't been a ton of news on the Patriots' existing free agents.
Right.
Edelman today was probably the biggest one.
Right. Dane Fletcher reportedly went to Tampa for a visit, but there was nothing that came out of that.
Since then.
Ryan Wendell, center, your starting center, haven't heard word one about his whereabouts since free agency started. So most of the guys on the Patriots had about a dozen guys who were going to hit free agency. Hooman, as you mentioned, re-signed. Aiken, the long snapper.
They had 12. Those were two of them. They lost to Tlaib.
I
believe it's 9 now.
Right.
And we haven't heard definitively about the guys that Eric mentioned. But the only one out of those that I would say is definitively out of the question is Spikes. Basically tweeted out a farewell.
Yep.
I don't think there's any chance that he'll be back. The others, I could easily see them coming back. I could easily see those guys signing elsewhere, too.
The Dane Fletcher thing reeks a lot of Julian Edelman last year.
Except the visit came on the first day.
Right. But I haven't heard really much in the last few days about that.
Yeah, I would say Fletcher has a good chance to come back now because, just to continue with our roster theme here, some names that were tied to the Patriots early in the free agent process. One of them was Wesley Woodyard, who is a sort of sub-package pass coverage linebacker who played
smaller,
his entire career in
lighter,
Denver.
Quicker,
you know, kind of in that Dane Fletcher mold. He's a better player than Dane Fletcher, but in that mold, he signed today with Tennessee on Friday with Tennessee. So he is no longer on the radar, and perhaps the Patriots circle back and maybe make an effort to hold on to a versatile, mobile linebacker like Fletcher. Just, you know, to keep in mind, same kind of situation, a guy like Ryan Wendell. They were tied to Phil Costa, a center who has played with Dallas. He signed
with Indianapolis
today, with the Colts either today or yesterday. So he's also off the radar. He's the guy that was tied to the Patriots, also no longer available. So maybe you circle back and you try to get Wendell. Just, you know, some things to keep in mind. We're doing the best we can. This news has been coming the last 3 or 4 days, fast and furious.
And the Brandon Browner story
won't go away.
Whether he's been here, whether he's reached an agreement, whether he's going to Washington for a visit or not, or again scheduling a revisit, it's just been, there's so much misinformation or conflicting information being reported right now. It's really hard to tell where that player stands in the process.
Last night, just to recap, there was an NFL Network report that indicated he had signed a two-year, well, he had agreed to a two-year deal with the Patriots.
Cornerback from Seattle, by the way, who
quickly
went to the Pro Bowl in 11.
Jeff Howe from the Boston Herald, Adam Schefter from ESPN got a comment from Browner's agent, Peter Schaefer, vehemently denying that. Nowhere close was his quote.
Yeah, several teams were
said
interested.
Several teams still interested.
Wasn't close.
Now, this morning there was reports that he was set to visit Washington and then head from there to New Orleans, while Schaefer was going to talk to two other teams, Oakland, I think, being one of them. Also, the Patriots were mentioned in that mix. Now, there was, as Eric said, the story just keeps changing. It's been fluid. Supposedly, he was still here, hadn't gone to Washington at all, canceled the Washington trip. Then they said that the Washington trip hadn't been canceled. He just was here longer than they anticipated. It was delayed. Bottom line is this. My guess is there's some interest on both sides. They want to wait, they being Peter Schaefer, the agent for Browner, to see exactly what's available. This is a sort of a different kind of player. Coming off a suspension, he will be suspended the first 4 games of 2014. So my guess is they're trying to work out some sort of interesting contract with that in mind. So I think it's a little bit more complicated than your normal situation. But a bigger guy, as Eric said, 6'3", 6'4", rangy corner. A lot of people seem to think he's just going to play safety. He's never played safety, but I guess a lot of people envision him playing safety. Maybe he will. Maybe that's what they have in mind for him.
Which I think is interesting, because what did we hear during the playoff run this year about the other Seattle corner, Richard Sherman? Oh, that's the model now. You got to get these tall,
well,
big
cornerbacks.
Well,
that's what they had. They had these two huge corners. And
there's
they,
one.
They
Why wanted, would you want to move him to safety
wanted to stick,
if he
wanted
can
to stick
play
with
there?
It. So it'll be interesting. I don't know. And he's had a very interesting career. He started as an undrafted free agent with Denver, never really made the Broncos roster, went to Canada for a couple of years, came back, was suspended with Denver, went to Canada, supposedly missed a bunch of drug tests when he was in Canada that he wasn't aware of. That's what got him to stage three. Failed another test here in Seattle. That resulted in a indefinite suspension, which he appealed, and the NFL has acquiesced to an extent. He missed the last 5 games of 2013. He will sit out the first 4 of 2014. He also will not be paid for the next 4. So the first 8 games he will not be paid for.
Which is brings up that interesting contract language you were
and
talking about.
And I think that might be part of why this is bogged down in some red tape. A lot of stuff to go over. I'm sure we missed about a dozen different people that were tied to New England over the last couple of days.
Jason Avant was a name that was there was supposedly interest, but there was
Guillaume,
the defensive tackle from the Vikings.
LaTroy Guillaume. I don't know. I'm not all that familiar with the player.
And of course, I would say
the one connection there, he played in Minnesota, defensive tackle in Minnesota. Brendan Daly was the defensive line coach, the new defensive line coach for New England. My guess is there's a connection there.
We should also, staying on the defensive tackles, we should also mention two things.
Before we go.
Tommy Kelly supposedly reworked his contract to free up about $800,000 in cap space.
And
Vince Wilfork has officially asked to be released.
Well, reportedly.
Reportedly, yeah. Because, reportedly, he was asked to renegotiate the final year of his contract and didn't want to do that. So, leaves both sides kind of in limbo, but as of the taping of this podcast, we still don't have any official confirmation that either it's happened or that he's even asked for it or where Vince Wilfork stands, but everyone seems to be talking about the inevitability that Vince Wilfork, after 10 seasons, has played his last game.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of that, and I don't think it'll be something that'll happen immediately. There's been some reports today that he is actually on vacation. Perhaps they want to sit down and see if maybe Vince wants to calm down a little bit and rethink it. I don't know exactly what's going to go on there. My guess is that he's going to end up being released at some point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but we'll certainly let you guys know as soon as we find out.
Although there is precedent for what that scenario you just painted, because when he was tagged a few years ago, if you recall, when he was franchise tagged in it was 2010, I believe, uncharacteristically came out either right when it happened or right before when it was expected to happen, and had some sort of harsh words for the organization.
Yep.
And then almost within 2 weeks after being tagged,
yep,
came to an agreement on the long-term deal, that the last year of which he's now in, and things were smoothed over after a little bit of a cooling off period. So maybe you're right. Maybe this vacation, maybe there's a little something that after this weekend, maybe cooler heads might prevail. Maybe something can be worked out. But at this point, it looks like he might be on his way out.
Yeah, so a lot of different maneuverings with the Patriots roster. We will do our best to keep you informed. Keep checking out Patriots.com. Keep checking us out on Twitter. We're trying to get as much information out there as we can. We're seeing the tweets from other people. We're retweeting as much information as we can and just trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
It's been a really wild first week.
Especially when there are conflicting reports like there are with the Browner situation. It's harder to keep track of those things. It's easier when everyone's tweets are all, the reporting is all the same. But again, we're doing the best we can.
But obviously the big news is Darrell Revis.
Yes.
New England Patriots cornerback Darrell Revis. And we're hoping to maybe get a chance to meet with him as the media, or at least talk to him at some point early next week when the Patriots can make this all official. We should reiterate, it has not been made official.
No, it hasn't.
By the team yet. But all indications are that, he is agreed to a two-year, $32 million contract. That's probably going to end up being a one-year deal. And Darrell Revis, man, I can't even wrap my mind around it.
I know.
Kind of unbelievable now, over 24 hours later. But we will have as much information on that and all the rest of the Patriots roster moves for you when we hear from you again next week on the Patriots Roster Report. In the meantime, check us out at PFW in Progress and keep us up to date on Twitter.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.